Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we take you on a ghost tour to some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you checked out our last podcast on the old jail in Franklin, Tennessee. Today, we're heading east to talk about the Hamilton Turner Inn in Savannah, Georgia. Alan, can you give us some background on the old hotel?
To talk about the Hamilton Turner Inn, you really have to go back and discuss successful Savannah businessman Samuel Pugh Hamilton. Samuel was a United States naval officer who was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina during the 1850s. In 1859, Samuel was transferred to Savannah and moved to Georgia with his wife and two children. 2 years later, when Georgia seceded from the United States, Samuel resigned and enlisted in the Confederate Army and was stationed at nearby Fort Pulaski.
In 1861, Samuel Hamilton opened a jewelry store in downtown Savannah. While business was good for the Confederate soldier, his personal life was crashing down all around him. In the mid-1860s, Samuel's wife, Emma, and daughter Fanny both died within days of each other during a deadly cholera outbreak. However, several years later, Samuel married Sarah Virginia Steelings, his deceased brother's widow, along with his new wife and two stepkids who were also his nephews. The couple moved into a lavish home in Lafayette Square in 1873. The house was so fancy that they even had indoor plumbing, which was unheard of at the time.
Samuel Hamilton and Sarah had four children together. Sadly, one of them died at 8 months and the other died at the age of six. Now, Samuel, he was an astute businessman, and he eventually sold his jewelry business and became president of the Brush Electric Light and Power Company in the 1880s. In 1883, Samuel wowed everyone in Lafayette Square when he became the first person in Savannah to install electric lights. Some of his neighbors were impressed, but there were whispers around town that his house would eventually explode.
After Samuel Hamilton died, the house was bought by Dr. Francis Turner. Turner lived in the house for a short time with his family, but moved out after a few years of acquiring it. For a short time, it served as a boarding house and a marine hospital before Turner returned in the 1940s. Upon returning, Turner began seeing patients in the home. According to legend, he also performed autopsies in his office there in the house.
Dr. Turner and his wife enjoyed entertaining in their stately home. When Savannah's upper crust came over for their regular gatherings, the Turner children were banished to the second floor so adults could eat, drink, and be merry. As kids do, they would get bored and want to go downstairs to see what was going on. To come up with an excuse to go down to the first floor, the kids would roll billiard balls down the stairs so they could retrieve them and get a peek at the festivities. One night during a party, one of the girls lost her balance on the top of the stairs and took a bad fall that broke her neck. Surrounded by the screams of Savannah's elite at the bottom of the stairs, the young girl died.
One of the most popular legends about the Hamilton Turner Inn is that it is where the grim grinning ghost originally came out to socialize. According to local legend, while scouting locations for a theme park, Walt Disney visited Savannah in the mid-20th century. While sitting on a bench in Lafayette Square across from the Hamilton Turner Inn, Disney began sketching the house on a pad. Years later, the house would become an attraction known as the Haunted Mansion in Disney World. Today, the Hamilton Turner Inn is a functioning bed and breakfast and is one of the most popular places to stay in Savannah. If you want to book a room, I'd advise you not to delay. The inn only has 17 rooms, and they book up quickly, especially in October. Halloween is a crazy time in Savannah, and it's really hard to find rooms around that time of year, so definitely plan ahead.
At the Hamilton Turner Inn, guests often hear rambunctious children laughing and running around the second floor, as well as a staircase. Other times they've been heard talking or sometimes crying. Or did I mention that the inn doesn't allow children under the age of 10 to stay on the property? It's believed to be haunted by the spirit of Dr. Turner's daughter, who fell down the stairs. In addition to the sounds of children, guests that stay in the old Turner home have heard the sounds of a billiard ball rolling down the stairs late at night.
There are also stories of people seeing a man smoking a cigar around the inn. Soldiers have also been spotted walking around the Hamilton Turner Inn as well as Lafayette Square. This can likely be traced back to a Revolutionary War battle that took place in the area, as well as the 1860s when Savannah was occupied by General Sherman and the Federal Army. There's just so much history in the area. Just about everywhere you go in Savannah, someone has a ghost story. Well, we hope you enjoyed our ghost tour on the Hamilton Turner Inn. Please check out our website, southernghoststories.com, where you can find old podcasts and the books that we've written. And feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And those books Chelsea mentioned are Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghost of Gallatin, and Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. And don't forget to check out the Tennessee Hauntings Facebook page we started back in October. We're at 10,000 people, and that's 6 months in, so that's pretty impressive. And also, don't forget about the big events we have scheduled for Memorial Day weekend. On Thursday night, we'll be at the City Cafe in Murfreesboro. On Friday night, we'll be at the Buchanan Log House in Donelson. On Saturday, we'll be at the Robertson County Museum in Springfield. And on Sunday, we'll be at the Sunbury County Museum in Gallatin. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please come take another ghost tour with us next time as we head to San Jose, California, to talk about the Winchester Mystery House. Samuel Hamilton and Sarah had 4 children together, but sadly, one of them died because Chelsea was yawning while I was talking.
Sorry.
And then she decided to scratch her shoulder right in the microphone.
Stop.
Dr. Turner and his wife enjoyed entertaining in their stately home. When Savannah's upper crust came over for one of their regular gatherings, the Turner children were banished because they yawn while Alan was talking during the podcast.
Sorry, I'm sleepy. I'm sorry. This can be likely traced back to a Revolutionary War battle that took place in the area as well as the 1860s when Savannah was occupied by the General Sherman and by the General Sherman?
The one and only. At the Hamilton Turner Inn, guests often hear rambunctious children laughing and running around the second floor, as well as a staircase. Other times they've been heard talking or sometimes crying or yawning.
I'm sorry.
Please come take another ghost tour with us next time as we head to San Jose, California to talk about the Winchester Mystery House. If Chelsea can stay awake.